Oh, I don't open my mouth for nothing.
You do, too, now.
Edmund's eye is telling you that Madam Queen is just trying to make me jealous.
Well, I thought it was pretty serious between Madam Queen and Ginger.
Oh, no.
When did you change your mind, Bodie?
Well, I might as well tell you. I called up Madam Queen today.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this gal that's visiting Ruby Taylor, Luella Walker, she asked me last night if I thought it would be a good idea for her to go to Madam Queen to get her hair fixed.
Yeah?
So I told her that, yeah, it was a good idea. So this morning she went over there, and I talked to Madam Queen right after she left.
Well, what did Madam Queen say?
Well, she ain't told me exactly, but I think she's been putting up a big bluff.
Well, what did Madam Queen tell you on the telephone?
She say to me that she ain't been feeling so good.
Tell me this, Andy. Did you call Madam Queen or did she call you?
Oh, she called me.
Tell the truth.
I called her.
Well, go ahead. What did she say?
Well, she say, I fixed your girlfriend's hair this morning.
Oh, did she tell you that without you saying anything to her?
Well,
wait a minute now. Tell the truth.
Well, I believe I did say something to her about the gal that's visiting Ruby Taylor or something. I asked Madam Queen if she done met her yet.
Well, what make you think that Madam Queen been bluffing all this time with Mindell?
Well, just the way she acts. She say that she wished me and Luella a lot of luck and hope we is happy together.
And you think Madam Queen is bluffing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you can tell when a gal is bluffing, you can tell more than I can.
Well, I knows women better than you do.
But then I've been married close on 17 years, and I can't know them that good myself.
Well, I hope you're right, Andy, because I know you're hoping yourself that Madam Queen has been bluffing.
Wait a minute. I hear somebody coming. Must be Gwendell.
Where can I run? Quick, quick.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Brother Andy, listen, I tell you, jump in that clothes closet right there. Get in that clothes closet.
Yeah, all right. I'll get in the clothes closet right there.
And be quiet when you get in there.
Well, hello, Brother Gwendell. Come in.
Hi, Brother Gwendell.
Well, did you want me for
some
of the things,
eh? Well, yes. Sit down a second. Make yourself at home.
I ain't got much time to sit down here and waste no time, because I'm a fishing expert at the OK Hotel, and I got to keep on my toes every minute. Now, take this seat if you want it, Mr. Gwendell.
How is everything going at the OK Hotel nowadays?
Well, we is doing pretty good over there. We've got about 7 or 8 people staying there, but all of them is relatives of the first man, but he's getting along all right.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing so good.
Brother Gwendell, as the kingfish of our wonderful lord, the Mystic Knight of the Sea, it is my duty to look out for your brothers. And although I let you in the lodge on the cutthroat basin, I've got to look out for you. Just as though you paid the full price to get in.
Well, that's very nice of you.
I always looked out for my brothers, don't I, Amos?
Yeah, that's what you say all the time.
Well, if you want to talk to me, Kingfish, I wish you would go ahead and tell me what you got on your mind. Brother Gwendell, I have got a great idea how to make some money, and I want to let you in on it.
Well, what is your idea?
You want me to get out your Kingfish?
Oh, no, that's all right. Keep your seat, Amos. Now, Brother Gwendell, we has been thinking about starting up a newspaper here in Harlem called the Busy King Bee. And we want to buy a printing press and go and take a little cash to make the down payment. Is that right, Brother Amos?
Yeah, you sure is right about that. It's going to take cash, all right.
Now, Brother Gwendell, knowing that you is the fishing expert that you is, and knowing that you know is a good thing like you do, we is going to let you in on the ground floor.
Brother Kingfish, I ain't got but a minute to stay here, and I can tell you what I got to say in less time than that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I've been heard about this newspaper that you was trying to get started around here, and I think you was on the wrong track. I know you was in it, and I know Amos is in it, and I know this fella Andy is in it. I want to tell you right here and now that I don't want to get in no newspaper, and if I did want to get in it, I wouldn't do it if this fella Andrew Brown was mixed up in it.
Well, now, let's forget about Andy for the second.
I can't forget about a man like that, and I can't get him off my... I don't never want to get in nothing that he's got something to do with. And I'll tell him that to his face. He is the biggest no-good man that I done ever met in my life.
Well, you see, Mr. Gwendell,
We better go out in the large hall and talk. We can discuss it out there. We got more room.
Brother King, please, I ain't got time to go out there. I'm going to leave you right now, but before I go, I want to tell you what I think of Andy. I think he is the biggest good-for-nothing I done ever met since I've been here in New York. And I was there before, and I ain't never seen nobody as bad as he is. And before I leave you, I want to give you this here newspaper. You look in the society column there, and you'll see something, and you can show it to your friend Andy, too. So forget about me getting in your newspaper, especially with that big bum Andrew Brown. I'll see you again sometime. So long. So long.
Well.
Well, it was right. Come on out there, Andy. Come on, come on now, he's gone.
That big bum. I'll get even with him.
Well, don't pay no attention to that now. I know you was hearing the whole thing.
No, just forget about it, Andrew.
There I is in that little closet, locked up with a spider walking on my head and my friend, Gwendell, out here talking about me like that.
Well, that's the way it is. I know that you was in there, and I know you could hear what they're saying. I'm glad you didn't come out and start no argument.
Yeah.
What is you looking for there, King T? Society column, like you told you?
Yeah, well, it's right there. Let me get my glasses on.
Well, I know that Madam Queen is bluffing and just trying to make me jealous. That's all it is to that.
Can you find anything in there, King T?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, what do it say? What's he talking about?
Yeah, here it is right there. Look here.
Well, read it, Kingfish. What do it say?
Yeah, read it out loud.
Yeah, say here, the little Carnation Jim announces the engagement of her granddaughter, Madam Queen, to Frederick Montgomery Gwendell.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Oh.